Unit 1, Chapter 3, Page 33. Technology competes with family time.
When the Johnson family bought their first computer several years ago, Mr. and Mrs. Johnson were thrilled that their children had access to so much information through the Internet. Now, though, they're not as excited anymore. Our family spends more time surfing the Internet than communicating with each other, complains Mr. Johnson. The Johnson family is not alone in this situation. According to research by the Annenberg Center for the Digital Future at the University of Southern California, in 2006, 11% of Americans said they were spending less time with their families. Last year, that number almost tripled to 28%. It seems that, as Internet use becomes more popular, the amount of family time decreases. In other words, when technology competes with family time, technology wins. Many parents are concerned about this reduction in the time their families spend together, and Michael Gilbert agrees. He is a researcher at the Annenberg Center. Most people think of the Internet and our digital future as boundless, unlimited, and I do too, Gilbert said. However, he added, it can't be a good thing that families are spending less face-to-face time together. As technology becomes more advanced, it often changes the ways that families interact. This is not a new concern. When televisions first became popular in the 1950s, parents worried that their children were watching too much TV and spending too little time talking with their parents. However, there is a significant difference between these two activities. Watching TV can be done as a family, while surfing the Internet is often a solitary activity. Furthermore, the Internet isn't the only modern technology pushing families apart. Many children today have cell phones. Although they can help parents to keep track of their children, cell phones also give children more privacy. Sometimes they have too much privacy. When I was a teenager, Mrs. Johnson says, my friends telephoned me at home. My parents always knew who was calling me. Although reduced family time seems to be a pattern for all households, it may be even greater for families with higher incomes. Gilbert reported that 35% of higher-income families felt there was a drop in face-to-face time. In addition to reduced face-to-face time among all family members, women say that they feel ignored by a family Internet user. In fact, almost half say they sometimes or often feel ignored when a family member is using the Internet, while fewer than 40% of men feel this way. Gilbert said, people report spending less time with family members as social networks such as Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram are booming. However, not all young people enjoy the new technology that allows them to be in contact with their friends around the clock. Stephen Cho, a college student, is one of them. Every summer, he works at a camp in upstate New York. The camp has very little Internet access. It's nice to get away from the Internet for a few weeks every summer, says Stephen. I can relax and do other things like play music, read, or be with my friends. Although he spends a lot of time on the Internet during the school year, he is happy to have a break from it. It gets very tiring sometimes, he adds. The Internet is here to stay, and so are cell phones. How will families change in the future as technology competes with their time together?